Tuesday, May 21st, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Afternoon Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our mid-afternoon hymn. Firmly I believe, and truly God is three, and God is one, and I next acknowledge duly manhood taken by the Son. And I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified. And I love supremely solely Christ, who for my sins has died. And I hold in veneration for the love of him alone, holy church is his creation, and her teachings as his own. Praise and thanks be ever given with and through the angel host to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, the Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord work for them. What marvels the Lord work for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of songs, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. And the second antiphon, may the Lord build our house and watch over our city. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, may the Lord build our house and watch over our city. And the third antiphon, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Psalm 128. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat, and you will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, blessed are those who fear the Lord. And our reading for this mid-afternoon is from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 22 through 23. Injure not the poor because they are poor, nor crush the needy at the gate. For the Lord will defend their cause and will plunder the lives of those who plunder them. And the responsory, Father, you sent your angel to Cornelius to show him the way to salvation. Help us to work generously for the salvation of the world, so that your church may bring us and all mankind into your presence. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.